Now, picture the scene. The bags are packed. The kids are belted in the car. You set off to the airport with dreams of sunning yourself on an exotic beach. Oh, sounds lovely, doesn't it? And then you see red brake lights on the road ahead. No one is moving. Well, that, according to new research, is one of the biggest fears of holiday makers. The study for World Travel Week shows almost a quarter of us think the worst part of any holiday is travelling to and from the airport in the UK. Let's speak now to Anthony Clark-Cowell from Holiday Extras. Morning.
Good morning.
It is one of those things, isn't it? Because you always feel like you need to leave double the amount of time just in case for traffic.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes people can get very stressed out about this and leave, you know, three times as much time and still be very stressed out. So, yeah, I think it's a problem we all face.
We got the M25, of course, through Surrey. That's probably one of the biggest culprits for actually causing holiday stress, I would guess.
I think so. I've been there for sure, and sat on that motorway, hoping that it was going to move soon. Thankfully, I've always made my flight, but there are people that, you know, 10% of people we spoke to said that they had missed a flight as a result of this kind of upset on the way to the airport.
So what do people do to try and get around this then?
Well, I think there's lots you can do. I think the earlier you can start planning for that holiday, and, you know, people are booking their holidays in huge numbers at the moment. It really is that time of year to book that holiday and think about jetting off to the sun, as you said. But I think if you can start planning the organisation of the holiday now as well, then that is a good idea. You can, you know, think about your foreign currency, think about your insurance, think about how you're going to get to the airport in the morning. All those things can be done in advance, and we absolutely suggest that that's what people do.
In the past, we stayed at a hotel the night before near the airport. That always seems to be one way of getting around it.
Clearly a seasoned traveller, Suzanne. Yes, absolutely. That is the way to do it, I think. If you can stay in an airport hotel the night before you fly, then you get the double benefit. You get to start your holiday a day early and relax in the evening before, and you're right at the airport in the morning. So it's much easier to get going, much less stress.
I think you can check in with some airlines and dump your bags in the day before as well.
You can. If you're in the right hotel, you can check in at the hotel desk. Your bags get taken off for you and there you are, you're ready to go.
Do you know why? It resembles a scene out of Home Alone in my house. I've got four kids. So trying to organise all that lot into a car with suitcases and knowing everybody's there and not left behind is a bit of a nightmare.
It's funny, isn't it? Because it's meant to be the happiest time of the year, and yet it that morning bit, that pre-airport arrival is incredibly stressful. I can't imagine quite what it's like with that many children.
Well, we've all booked, haven't we? You've booked. I've booked, so we're all dreaming of hotter climes.
I hope you've got your hotel. I haven't yet. No, I'm going to book a holiday to the Greek islands soon, I think.
Sounds lovely. Nice talking to you this morning. Mind you, this -4, -5, -6, whatever you've got where you are. Oh, a bit of sunshine would be nice.
Wouldn't it?
I've told you that story about one of the dads from football who got stuck on the M25 on the way to Gatwick, didn't I?
No.
Basically got stuck. And I have done, forgive me if you've heard this before, but it does bear repeating. So they get on the M25, they're going to Gatwick, somewhere Surrey stretch, absolutely ram-jammed in the road. And he was one of the early adopters of like a smartphone. And he got on his smartphone, and they'd been told it was a 90-minute delay, and they were going to miss the flight and the holiday. And he got on, and he worked out where he was, because you never know really where you are on the motorway, do you? And he worked out that there was a golf course